Cause I've got something left and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.
There's mental recovery, there's spiritual recovery, and there's also physical recovery.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to focus on but all three, to be honest, because all three are required for you to achieve your goals. And you cannot attend to your physical body if the other two are not in line.
Yes, sir.
So what we need to do is be active in our choices. What does that fundamentally mean to you? What is filling you up instead of draining you?
So I say tools down, it tools down.
No, it's not tools down.
Yeah.
It's tools sharpened.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Hella tart.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, say long more to want to go abase hungase lemoha. You have to be alive to all three.
Yes.
Gore maikelelo maikemisetso wa me ke gore mo packing ele gore ke a heletsa ke leditse gore ke gone gore ke fole kapa ke gongwe ke putemethala mo dikhatong tse thalo. If you are not alive to that o gone ofte le gore tsedingwe gongwe o ditogetsa marago ebere gongwe letsapa la teng. It could be mental, it could be physical, it could be the third one.
Yes.
Bo tsa letsapa leo gongwe bela go paledisa go simolla setla se sentla se sentla sentle.
Exactly. So let's focus on what it is that we're doing. I mean, right, we're taking it from a position of physical health.
No.
So we want to go out, we want to train. There's something that says you unload your training load.
No.
Training load is based on a lot of different factors. Like I was saying, so you cannot try to adopt somebody's training load and then expect that it will keep going. When we first start our fitness journey, what we can do is do a heavy load session. Some people do that. Oh, wow, I eat. You see them, as soon as they start training, poof, yeah. They're off to the races. They pile themselves. After 2.5 weeks, they're finished. They can't move. They need to rest for another week, another 2 weeks. That is actually a form of training that is used from maybe the 1950s. In Olympic training style, especially in the area of Russia.
Okay.
So what you do is you do overload training, then you rest, and then you do overload training again, then you rest, they're just like that. But meanwhile, what you find is that the recovery time for that overload training gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and then you're able to maintain a high load over a period of time.
Okay.
Now, the other option is to start very slow with a slow load and slowly build your load up. Right. These different styles have to do with many things. One, your physical base point, you know, where you are in terms of your own individual fitness.
Right.
Your age. Because what you realize is the thing that's affected the most by age is not necessarily your ability to do something, but how long it takes you to recover from having done it.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
So recovery time is shortened. Then, of course, the two major factors, diet and sleep. Right.
Grata tata gore wa mile ntla ya gore sengwe sa se leng gore go mo se kaele dilo tse leng gore you are then able to undertake. Ke nako e leng gore ya wa etsa ya gore o bo fella gongwe o boetse mo maemong kapa o boetse mo semong sa gone gore o ka simolla gape.
Exactly.
Ke lemogile gore ga ke ntse ke gola you know, even away from the you know, my fitness journey ene re ga go te dira dilala voka tse pedi back to back.
Yes.
E be le selo se le gore ke kgona go se dira hela with you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But of late we can't even pull off one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you start and it will take off.
Yeah, no. Gore ha ka go betsa bo 2 a.m. You know, ka uto gore melo ga o dumalane.
How can
me recover ya thing? It been na a bit longer.
Much longer. It can take you 2 days to recover from one lala.
That's exactly. What I'm saying.
So is it worth it?
Yeah.
But the other before, no problem, you snap back.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Hey,
so this diet and sleep are critical factors more recovery. So when we talk about recovery, what are we talking about? Is it we know gore go na le sleep, we know there's diet, then there's active recovery, which includes stretching, low intensity exercise.
Right.
Sometimes exercising the joints, especially how nalinja. These are the types of things that remove the lactic acid and repair, allow blood to flow into the damaged muscles to help them recover and become stronger.
Okay.
Active rest. There's multiple exercises around that. We want to look at those types of things. Another one I like a lot is yoga. Now,
that's Sonia's favorite.
It's yoga is a fantastic way to do active exercise.
So what here?
It's time intention.
All right.
Time intention of body weight. So that means holding a position for a long time or for as long as you can, as well as stretching your body and working on mobility and balance. So the nice thing about yoga as well is it also includes mindfulness, which takes us to the mental aspect.
Right.
So with active rest, it can also include other low intensity exercise like swimming, just changing up what it is that you're training for. Swimming, playing as well. So playing football for fun or things like that. But still being active at the same time.
Yeah.
So being mindful, having fun, doing something completely different from what you're used to. This is active rest. It can allow the body to heal. It can also allow the mind to heal, stop you from the position of pushing yourself and a break from pushing for your goals. So that mental break away from your training is also critical to allow you to get there. So we need to realize that, again, we need to feed, not further drain.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ke ratile thata gape nkae o ya mileng gore it's imperative for us to be alive to who we are, as in like our makeup. Dijotere dijang, the rest the eleng gore gongwe wa e tlhoka. Because often a time, like you said, go motofo gore ke bone ka ha maphanyane gongwe a dirang dilo dingwe ka teng. Ke bo ke leka, you know, to replicate what I'm seeing. Mme gongwe nna gone go e le gore ga ne ke ka ikela tlhoko ka ipatisisa gongwe I'm not as capable or I don't have that in me. So knowing oneself, gore nna, you know, if I were to undertake or hanka dira se e leng gore maphanyane wa se dira, gongwe ke a go tlhoka gore ke nne le an off time a bit lengthier. Ke a go tlhoka gore ke je dijo tse di tsa selebego se se ntseng yang for me to then ultimately regain or get back to where I need to be. So I believe in this season it's key for us to have gotten an understanding ya gore re bo mang, re letsa eng, ebile re letsa go goroga ko teng ka tsela e ntseng jang.
And when you look at it, there are some people in your life that are capable of doing all sorts of things.
Yeah.
And still maintaining balance and still being able to achieve their goals. But for you, and it's important to realize that. For here, I'm not able to conduct myself the same way as somebody else and achieve the same results. It's just the nature of biology. Also, some people will recharge by spending time with family. Some people will recharge by going to spend time by themselves and read a book. This is the recharge that we get. That's different. Some will one-on-one with friends. Some will be with 20,000 people go concert. So that's the mental recovery aspect to it.
Awesome.
So number three, what we'll talk about is spirituality. Spirituality can take any form that an individual will look at. As you know, there are many religions in the world. There are those who don't have any religion. There are those who have you ever heard of a Pastafarian?
Yeah.
Pastafarians, it's a registered religion. You can get the card. It's a bit of a joke on the internet.
Okay.
But basically they are trying to say that any religion can exist, you see them, but they take their license pictures with this training colander, yes, spaghetti, ba motho. Yes. Anyway, so there's any religion in the world and so many different types of people and so many different ways of feeding your spirit. And take the one that you know, the one that works for you, and make sure that you incorporate that into your wellness program. You take some time to center yourself and connect with your spirit, because when times are tough, when your body is giving up, when your mental strength is not there,
dig deep.
You have to dig deep and the spirit will take you through. Whatever it is that you speak to, it will be the one that gets you across the line.
Okay.
So make sure that you're feeding all three aspects of yourself.
So when it's all said and done, nakoye is not to take off the foot off the gas pedal completely.
Mm-hmm. Go change my gear.
I like that.
Yeah.
So for those who are traveling, ba leng gore gongwe ba te ba re kana menna ga ke se if I'm on the road or ha ke se ko leng gore gongwe ke nna teng, ke ketahallo ke gone gore ke keep the same level of discipline in terms of doing different activities like you had said, just for purposes of resting and recovering and eating what's needed or what the body essentially needs.
Just keep one eye on it, keep one eye on what your goals are. Don't let go completely, because you still have to, you have to keep your car going in the right direction. I have a very good friend of mine. I think he spends 4 days out of seven, or if not 5 days, 5 days out of seven, traveling in a month.
Okay.
And in hotel rooms. And you can imagine how difficult that can be. This is all year round.
Yeah.
How difficult that can be to maintain a schedule. So he just makes sure that every day he puts 30 minutes of exercise. Lalimo planning.
Yeah.
Something. 20 minutes of mental, 10 minutes of spiritual. Just make sure that he fits it into his day. And that's it. That's what he can do. For the long term, when he gets his long-term goals, he makes sure those goals are maybe 2 months, of training.
Yeah.
And then he'll focus towards that thing. Then he revolts back to that default, 30-20-10.
Awesome. Ya no ga re lebella ko morago a ja ka re ta mo pakeng e leng gore ngwe ra e tswalla ka setlase ka pa setlase leng gore ra se tswalla a ba ile gore gongwe ba ne ba ipetse dielo dingwe pele a gore ke leditse gore a mongwe ngwa 2023 in terms of my physical well-being, in terms of my mental well-being, in terms of how I'm disciplined in the kitchen, a ke ne ke leditse gore ke gore ha me re go lebelleng ko morago. Bo lemoga gone gore dilo dingwe gongwe ga wa tsamaya o gata sente. It could be one of the plenty factors tse e leng gore di kgonne gore nne tsone tse e leng gore di go kgoreleditse. Bone ga ba itsena mo pakeng e, ba akanye ka tsela e ntseng yang gone gore ba seka ba nna le mowa wa boithobogo.
Well, Michael, what's a port? So, Mabani.
Yeah.
What can we do about that?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
There's no time machine. They're affecting us now,
yeah,
but there's nothing that you can do about it now. It's gone. So forget about it. It's the 13th of December today. Forget about what happened during this year. Take your lessons, forget your losses, and move on. Today, right? Today is the beginning of the year. Tomorrow morning is the beginning of the year. Your year, you can measure it from any time to any time.
Yeah.
Hey. So you can just say, leave the rest behind. What can I do to achieve tomorrow, my goals? Next week, my goals for the week. Just start there. Start there with your goals for the week. After a week, you can string a couple of weeks together and say, okay, I've done a month. And do it like that. And again, if you go too hard, your body will tell you to stop. Your spirit or your mentality will tell you to stop and take a break.
Yeah.
You'll be instructed. And when that happens, take the lesson. and then go back to work. So na helele amu tawo ha performance review. Go to and amogela performance review ya teng ela bo bona go ka ba ka ha ka o bo tswela hela ntse o bereka. Because the results, the benefits are for you. Again, they're not for anybody else. Nobody benefits from you being defeated. You don't benefit from you being defeated.
Fantastic. 17103 jaaka re setse re tla ko bokhutong kapa se re tla ko go gareleng puisano ya rona pirimane ya gampieko. Greater Than Fitness is a program that comes to you every Wednesday from 9:30 to the top of the hour. 17103 17103. If you have any contributions, if you have any quick questions that you would like to maybe get clarity on, 17103 17103. Gare emetse a dikakgelo kapa dipotso tsa bone re maphanyane gongwe tips you know maybe nuggets that you would like to share with folks. I believe next Wednesday will probably be our last episode for the season. Me regarding tonight's discussion or engagement, se e leng gore gongwe ba tshwanetse gore ba se ikgakolole jaaka o tlhalositse ga re tsena mo pakeng e ke eng se e leng gore o tshwanetse gore jaaka o paka di-suitcase tsa gago le sone gongwe o setsenye mo scaftining.
No, just plan for di-travel tsa gago and understand how you're going to move forward to your goals. Be realistic and know gore okay, I'm going to try to do this and that, and you won't be able to do it all. I think last year this time, naked trainer Diaco.
No,
and I could I was showing some naked naleba in to Ireland, so I was showing them around Botswana every morning. Every night I kerova like no, come so pack like
yeah,
naked train. I don't think I managed once, but the minute, but when we got back, I then had to string all those workouts together into as quick a portion as I could, gore ke boele mo programming
yeah.
And fundamentally you just know that that's what it's going to cost you, but if you set yourself up to try, well, you may fail, but at least you've given yourself the opportunity to maybe succeed and give yourself the best opportunity that you can. It's life, we're human.
Fantastic. Ba ile gore ba ile ditse gore ba ka itshwaraganya le wena go itse go feta fa. How can they make that happen? Ba ile gore ba ile ditse you know, the merchandise ba ka tswela ba dira jalo ka tsela e ntseng jang.
You can go to greaterthanfitness.com or gr8r.fit. You can also visit our social media page, that's gr8r then fitness on Instagram and on Facebook, or you can hit us up on our WhatsApp line, that's 7579-4535, and we will point you in the right direction.
Fantastic. Rema Panyane, let me take this time once again to thank you for your time. Thank you for your contribution. And we me say go haba to madimo mo maranyane. Re bereka tata gore re bone madi a bona o tsama wa pakisa batho mo maranyaneng.
Be careful of deals that look too good. You'll end up putting your money in other places.
Jen was actually saying this morning, if it looks too good to be true, it actually is.
Yeah.
Too good to be true.
Was she talking about me?
No. It was something totally. Yeah,
I'm just playing.
Something totally.
And then the other thing, I didn't even tell you, on my 10K, I got chased by dogs.
You did say?
Yeah.
No, but I told you what in a dream, it's actually,
it's a bad,
it's terrible luck. Yeah.
But I mean, I wasn't dreaming.
Yeah.
I was. It's the first time I've seen dogs.
Yeah.
And then you're looking at them, they're looking at you, you know. These dogs came running out of the bush after me.
Yo.
And I was like.
And it's at night.
It's at night, boss. Okay, and pit bulls.
That's different.
Pit bulls. And pit I was bulls. Like, yeah. So there's a funny story where on one of my adventures, a hyena came.
A hyena.
A hyena came.
Was it at the farm?
Not on the farm, man. Reko Kakanaka.
Okay.
And I saw legs dihitaya and I said, shine the torch there. A super cat torch. I was like, whatever. I said, no, give one
yeah.
Then Naina came out into the camp and I stood up and I threw my hat and I said, Naina, I see you.
You were having a conversation with a hyena.
Yeah, boss. So I did the same thing to the dogs. I took my hat. I didn't throw it, but it was pride. Anyway, so then they turned around. The owner came running out of the yard. I'm like, guy, get your dogs back in.
But how do you leave? How do you leave such animals?
So what are it? About to the gate. So they were right next to the gate, but dilemo tlhagi. Yeah. So you couldn't see them. Boss, heart rate very T, pace very T. Anyway, yes. So
thank you very much for your time. We're glad that you're okay. And continue conversating with those animals.
I know.
Because it works magic.
It seems to. It seems to. So far, so good.
Hyena, I see you.
Hyena, I see
you. Next time I see an animal, I am going to pull that stunt.
Hey, it must know.
It works out for me.
It must know that you are.
Yeah.
You are there and you are ready for it.
Yo.
Sharp.
Great Good night, fitness, everybody. Returning to you next Wednesday. Same place, same dial.
No regret, cause I've got something left and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.